cold. Overnight low tomorrow night, 38. Friday's high barely up to about 60, and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Children of the night, what music they make.
From the spooky, somewhat scary broadcast studios, high atop an old dark building at 4101 Wall Street, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. You can call David right now with questions about your 401k, your IRA, or your retirement plan. If you don't, your portfolio might not have a ghost of a chance. Call 272-9228. That's 272-9228. And now, here he is, the man who once said, a boy's best friend is his mummy. It's David Ernest.
There he is right there, folks. He's all shivering and shaking. David Ernest, hope you didn't get too scared there.
Nah, that was a scary intro. I've heard of all kinds of intros, but a scary intro. And I'm scared today.
You look scared.
Because the gremlins are in the GDP.
No.
Yes. That means gross national product, my friend.
Okay.
Those gremlins got in the European GDP a while back, and because someone fed them bad interest rates after midnight, they went crazy.
And they got wet, too. Remember, they get wet and they go crazy. They go nuts.
Yes.
They just lose it.
They fed them bad interest rates, and then they jumped in the water and started going crazy. And then what came next was someone down in Mexico made a bad taco, and they went even worse.
That'll do it if you ain't careful.
I'm telling you. Seriously, the whole thing's just completely gone bananas because the gremlins are in the system right now. And you know what they're doing? They're trying to not give them anything after midnight. They're lowering the interest rates. They can't give them gremlins as much. They've got to stop this GDP from falling. And if you think for one minute that that's the sign of a healthy economy, I've got a gremlin I will sell you after midnight for a good deal.
You have been given some erroneous information.
I don't know about that one. But the thing is, there's a reason why they just lowered the interest rate and going to lower it again, my friend. And that's because they be scared of the gremlins. They be scared of the gremlins in the economy. Right now, they're trying to do something called prop her up. Prop her up.
Well, instead of lock her up, they're
prop her up. Well, she looks like something that he's propped up, I guess.
Prop up the economy. I think she is propped up.
I guess so.
Something's holding her up. I don't know what it is.
Yes. So the term volatility gremlins was coined by a man called, his name was Ed Easterlin of Crestmont Research, to describe how volatility impacts the growth of investment portfolios. The term is perfect today because gremlins are very annoying and they can be dangerous, but not particularly dangerous if you've got someone who can get them off a crack.
Is that what the little gremlins are on crack? Is that what it is?
Well, they something after midnight.
I didn't know that, man.
gremlins are so annoying, but, you know, not particularly dangerous. In other words, in the long run, yeah, the stock market's going to go up and down. But the problem is, it's going to be dangerous for the people who are over 55. That's the problem. It's not, you know, they say, well, I've averaged 5% or 10% return or whatever you've averaged. Yeah, but you made it, well, sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
What we call that is volatility. Right now, we're in a volatile time, potentially, because things could make a sucking wind.
Just pulling everything out, huh?
Yeah, you've heard when some of the air's going out of somewhere and the balloon's deflating or whatever. You say the economy might, it's just a big old fat balloon right now. Somebody said, wait a minute. That balloon, it can't carry the load. Let's loosen the load up so they take the weight off the balloon if that's what's holding it down so it can still float up in the air.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason why they lowered the interest rates today. They lowered them today, mm-hmm. and they're going to lower them again. So that's the way you see the barometer of what's going on. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you've got to load up the car with a lot of gas, you must be going somewhere far off.
You're heading out on a trip somewhere, a road trip perhaps.
Right. So, you know, they had to load it up with gas, so to speak, in reverse. In other words, when they lower the interest rates, mm-hmm. that revs up the economy indirectly, or should I say directly, really, because then people start feeling like they can spend money, you know. But the problem is, the gremlins get in the portfolio of your retirement, because if you're dealing with straight interest rates, like you're going down to the bank, and you were getting a half a point,
mm-hmm.
maybe a 1%, people, you know, they say, I can't make anything at the bank. No, you can't. I agree with that. You cannot make anything at the bank because it ain't paying anything. Duh.
Now, if you had, like, just millions and millions of dollars,
yeah,
you might make a little something. But it would have to be a lot of money, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't matter how much money you make. Percentage-wise, you can't make anything at the bank because they're using government treasuries and T-bills. And when they use those, that's directly related to the interest rates that the government feds just lowered a quarter of a point, okay? Mm-hmm. Which means CDs, money markets, or whatever it's affected by, just went down. Bond rates, everything going down. I mean, it's indirectly or directly affected because now if interest rates are lowering, it affects the other stuff. You know, some stuff might lag a little bit before it goes down, but that's just the way it is. And the reason why I talk about bonds is because bonds fuels a lot of things. It fuels the indexed annuities that we do because that's the gold standard. That's the money that generates the option to go into the market. That's the reason why these programs are safe is because the bulk of the money is never in the market, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why if you're 55 or 60 plus and you put it in a program like this, you will not lose any principal because it's not in there. There's no money in the market except for the interest that's being generated by the bond portfolio of the insurance company. But it's safe mode. So, is it affected when interest rates are lowered? Yes, everything's affected when interest rates are lowered, just like everything's affected when interest rates are raised. So what happens is when interest rates are lowered, people feel the need for speed.
I know I feel different.
Because they've got to get some speed on their, on their portfolio. In other words, so that's the reason why a lot of people go into the market more, because they have nowhere else to go.
That's like strike when the iron is hot. You know that interest rate is down. We need to do something.
So they say, yeah, I got to do something. I'm not making any money there. But most people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There are alternatives. One of them is an indexed annuity that can make more money than the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can make more money than the market.
Now, I just imagine that you cannot go down to the Piggly Wiggly and ask for what'd you call it?
Indexed annuity.
An indexed annuity. I mean, they got pork chops on sale. They got ribs on sale. They got steaks on sale. But I have never seen a sign back there that said indexed annuity,
$1.89 a pound. What you need to do is call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can hook you up with that annuity. He can tell you how to get that there and get yourself on the path to a great... Just went to sleep there for a second. He can get you on the path to a great retirement with an annuity of your choice. And like I say, you got to call him at 279-7431.
Now, let's talk about returns.
Okay.
One of the things that a lot of people will say, well, you don't want one of them things because they don't make any money.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. I'm here to show you they can make a lot of money, especially if you know how to stroke them a little bit and make them, you know, purr.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You
got to
finesse them.
You got to finesse them. And that's what I do. A lot of people cannot do what I do. Honestly, they can't. They have restrictions. Who they work for says, no, you can't do that. You don't pet that thing. It'll bite you.
Don't do that.
Okay. But if you know how to pet it, you can make it purr, and it'll do more things for you. It might even do some tricks for you, you know? Like when you pet the dog, you give him a little goodie there. I've been training my dogs. If you give them a little goodie, they'll go in a cage. So I'm training.
Really?
Yeah. So here's the way I train my clients. Every year they call me, I add more value to their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not churning either. It's not churning.
Now, I heard you use that term before.
Well, it's because regulatory people hate churning. Well, I hate churning.
What does that mean? I'm not sure.
Well, if you're taking somebody out of an investment just to make a commission, you're doing that person wrong.
And that's churning.
That's churning. You should be, answering for that.
Summarily smacked upside the head.
But if you take somebody out of something that was making a lot of money to put it into something that can make similar or maybe even more money, and then they get a bonus on top of it, that's not churning. That's increasing the value, which means if you take the money out and you get another bonus, here's the other thing. A lot of people, they look at these old measly annuities that hadn't made any money, and they start talking about those sucky annuities. There are new strategies. Aggressive strategies that are being put in some of these annuities. I went back and looked at just a guy today, and I calculated it out manually, which took me a long time because he's in three or four, soon to be four annuities over the last 4 years because I hopscotch, get more bonus money. And actually, the annuities I'm putting him into are making more than the original annuity, but the original annuity has a reverse compound interest income rider. Okay, which means that he's got a guaranteed income for life. He's probably hearing this radio show right now, but if he is, he knows. We discussed his rate of return looks like it's about 5.6 right now, compound in return for the last 4 years, considering, you know, all the massage and everything. And after I do this, maybe it gets close to 6%. Now, I asked you, if you make 5 or 6% return per year, and you got a guaranteed income that's growing at 6.25 per year, compounding, have you got a bad product?
I would say no.
No.
I think you got something pretty good going on there.
You don't, for safety purposes. Now, you know, it's not the kind of stuff that goes and makes 25% on average, except I had some this year that have come in around 25, you know, 22-24% when you include the bonus. That money can never go away. That's the thing about those kind of products. Once that locks in, just like the CD, once it locks in, it can never go away, my friend. No goblin can eat it after midnight.
It's goblin proof.
It's goblin proof. Stocks are not like that. Mutual funds are not like that. They can go down whenever we have something weird happen in the economy or the stock market, you know. And over the long haul, you're going to do good in the stock market, you know, over 10, 15 years or even maybe over 6 or 7 years. But on the short haul, or if something goes wrong, you could be damaged bad. I got people that are retiring right now that are in their early to mid 60s. Can you imagine if I said to them, I'm sorry, half your money's gone now. Let's postpone it to 72 or whatever we got to do. That just messes up the whole party.
I can imagine they would be a little miffed at you.
Yeah, so volatility gremlins play tricks on your portfolio, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that market's going up by 8% a year, but you've only seen 5, you know. Why? Because it went down after it went up, maybe, mm-hmm. you know. I just got a text message from my friend. He says, I hear you. Go ahead and go, hey, call in, man, 272-9228.
Yeah, call
us. Tell us how happy you are, man.
Yeah, and tell us if you're going trick-or-treating or not.
Yeah.
Speaking of trick-or-treating, now, I understand that you have to make sure that, well, yeah, you've got like, I don't know what, 22, 23 grandchildren, and they're having trick-or-treat tomorrow night.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They all want pops over there. So.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're not going to be live tomorrow night. It'll probably be a repeat of the show we had with Bradley Byrne.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a repeat Friday as well, just because.
Okay. Hey, hold on. I got a call coming in here. Let me just answer it.
Yeah, really?
Hey, Rick, call us on 272-9228. We'll get you on the radio with us, okay?
Well, sometimes you have to just...
272-9228.
Is that Rick that I know?
No, it's the client that made a lot of money.
Oh, it's different Rick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
272-9228. I'm sure he'll be calling in here in just a second. We'll get him
on. But anyway, he's a great guy. We went over his stuff in detail today. He's just an example of folks that, you know, utilize these systems, and I think he's real happy with it. But, you know, volatility is what we take out of when we smooth it out. Now, I'm not against people going in the market. I am not against people going in the market.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, fully expose themselves. As long as they know what they're doing, they know that it can go down, you know, or whatever, or if they're young. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's see here. But anyway.
I think he chickened out.
He must have chickened out. Well, he's calling me again. Hold on. Let me just answer.
Okay.
You go ahead.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play something.
Hey,
that I'm going to play something for you. That or we could just take a break here. I guess we could do that.
272-9228.
That's 272-9228.
We're about to take a break, but you go ahead and call.
We'll wait. If he's going to call
right now, we'll wait on the break.
So this is how you do it, folks. Okay. You don't wait for your people to call. You let them know that you want them to call. So he's calling us now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Rick anyway?
Rick probably just leaving the hospital. Down there.
Does he work at the hospital?
Yeah, he's
not in the hospital.
No, he works. Okay. He works at the hospital.
Is he a doctor? Or?
Well, he's an interventionist, so he's not an MD, but he knows a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, when somebody like that works a long time, they know a lot of stuff about what they're doing, you know. And,
right.
And Rick knows a lot of things about what... I've known Rick probably about... I don't know, maybe 35 years mm-hmm. or something like that. Well, I don't know. Rick, if you hear the radio show, it's 272-9228. Oh, he's calling me again.
What service has he got, man? Is he...
Hey, is it not working?
Oh, you can call us here at 272-9228. Now, if you'd like to talk to David off the air, it's 279-7431. And you leave him a message. He'll call you back and set up a time that you can come by and sit down. And this is absolutely free, no obligation. And he'll show you how you can get into these programs that are going to make you a whole lot of money and set up your retirement to make sure that when you go to sit out there on the porch or you go to load up in that RV, whatever you plan to do, you're going to have the money to do it. That's 279-7431 to get an appointment with David, and it's 272-9228 if you'd like to call here at the station.
He's calling 272-9228. He's ringing my phone. That only makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Hey, Rick.
272-9228 is...
I don't know if this is going to work or not, but he's on my cell phone.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know why I'm dialing 272-9228.
That's weird.
It could be my phone. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be your phone, Rick. It could be your phone.
Get it closer there if we're going to do it. There you go.
Yeah, see if this will work. Maybe someone can call and see if this is working. I don't know if it's working or not. If people can hear you. I'll just repeat what you got to say there. Rick, you got a question to ask?
If you put him on speaker, I can hear this. Did you lose him?
Yeah.
Hey, you there, Rick?
I don't think. Hey, we're going to take a short
break. We're going to take a short break here.
And let's see. What are we going to find here? We're gonna just take a short break, and we'll be back. Hopefully, somebody will make sure the phone's working, and we can see what's going on here on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Here. Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7, and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. I think we might have some technical difficulties here because you wanted me to call your friend on his phone, and I can get a dial tone over here on the station phone here that's sitting right here, but it won't let me dial out. And
that's weird.
Suggested maybe dial 9, and that didn't work. And I cursed at it, and that didn't work, so I don't know what's going on. But I do know that while I got your attention here, I want to play something that I brought in that I found that I'm sure you will like. This is sort of a kind of a spooky Halloween kind of song. You may recognize it, but I don't know if you'll recognize the artist or not. But here it is. See what you think about this. Spooky Halloween classic, I guess you call it.
I do this spell on you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're mine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop the things you tell. You better watch out. I ain't lying.
That sounds a little creepy, doesn't it?
It does sound creepy. He's crazy.
You're running around. I can't stand it, I tell you. Don't put me down. I put a spell on you.
How come?
Because you're mine.
Okay. Freaky sound.
I remember that first night you came over. You were wearing a red dress. I had to go change. I didn't want to be wearing the same dress. You said you wanted some cheese with your wine. So I checked the trap. But the mouse had already gotten it.
The
second time you came over, you banged on my door all night until I had to let you out. Then there was the day you gave me that lovely envelope. Yeah. I thought it might be a nice greeting card. It was a restraining order. I don't know what the big deal is. I just want to hold you and kiss you and call you George. Is it okay if I call you George? I love you, George.
That is creepy.
Let me wipe off the radio here. That's pretty nasty. It's 6:27 here on the Health and Wealth Show. It's a Wednesday night. Tomorrow night is Halloween.
That's right.
And I understand a lot of things that are outside are being canceled. And
the Zubu was canceled. Yeah. I heard that on the
Hold
radio.
Hold that thought. There's somebody.
Maybe it'll be
on the phone.
Don't
here.
Lose them.
They hung up.
Oh.
I didn't do that. Now, they hung up on that one.
Okay.
I had somebody call me a minute ago. Cooter called a minute ago and said he was calling his brother and it rang here.
Okay.
But Cooter will tell you one if you ain't careful. If you don't pay attention, Cooter will slip one past.
If that was you, Rick, try again because...
I don't think it was Rick.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know
it. I just...
Well, I don't know.
He was having a...
Call it a technological trap.
It might be gremlins.
I believe it is the gremlins.
You started talking about them. It might be that guy that did that song. I don't know. That was...
Well, getting back to the gremlins...
Yeah.
You know, we have a problem here, and that is that that the interest rates have to be slashed to keep everything propped up. And that's just all right. I mean, you know, we've got all kinds of tricks that we got to adjust with the portfolio, you know.
I got good news and bad news.
What's that?
The bad news is some of the things have been canceled for trick-or-treat tomorrow night. But the good news is on the phone, it's Rick.
Hey, Rick!
He's there somewhere. There he is. Where are you, Rick? There he is.
Hey, there's Rick. We finally got you, Rick.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, so how did things at work go today? It looked like y'all were busy down there.
Pretty busy at the hospital. We've got a new IR suite at Jackson, so I just kind of throw that in there.
Okay, tell me now, because I don't know, what is an IR suite?
Interventional radiology, where the radiologist and... also happens, the vascular surgeons do surgery virtually through a catheter, through a needle laser.
Well, I've been involved in several of those. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel pretty good at the end of every day. We do a lot of cases and we clean out a lot of arteries.
Yeah, I had the carotid artery on the left side cleaned out in January.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I actually last night, I don't know why it took me so long, I looked it up on YouTube, and they actually have a video of that procedure.
Uh-huh.
And I said, man, the inside of my neck looks nasty.
You said, oh, wow.
I'm sure Rick has seen that several times, the gremlins in the pipes.
I was asleep at the time, so I didn't get to see it. You know.
Yeah. Well, anything major I've had, just a couple of things, I was asleep. So. But we do go into the arteries, but we don't do a direct stick to the neck like we did 40 years ago.
That's probably comforting.
Catheters have gotten a lot smaller, and there are a lot of wonderful pieces of equipment that we can now employ inside the arteries.
I'm looking for the Star Trek healer, like Bones carried around. I'm looking for that.
Hey, I think we're going to get
that. Yeah, maybe eventually we'll get that. But yeah, I tell you, there was a lot of cars, a lot of business, and a little bit of rain when I came in there today. And I know I could tell you guys were busy. Somebody was busy, or either that somebody's going down there with a big party. One, I don't know.
Well, it was pretty busy. We had a little reprieve. Well, by the time you came up there to talk with me about, what to do with my money.
Yeah, so, I was just sitting there talking about it a little bit. You don't mind me talking a little bit about it in general terms?
Oh, certainly
money.
Not. No.
Well, no. Rick put some money in a retirement rollover from Jackson Hospital about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And right. we have we beat the system, haven't we, Rick?
Yeah, we have.
The return that he's got is higher, considerably higher than it would have been. Plus, he's got that income rider that'll give him that guaranteed income for life.
Exactly.
And that's what we want. We want our cake and eat it too, don't we, Rick?
Yep. I want to retire the way I am right now. Right now. I don't want to go backwards.
No. So Rick will be utilizing what I call reverse compound interest. And the reason why it can be called that is because even though you're running out of money, if you turn that income rider on, it's still compounding in reverse and paying you like it was all still there. Of course,
right.
You know, you and I discussed that you may not want to turn it on. You may just want to take, you know, some money out and try to keep the amount, your balance there. But as you age, you can use that, especially if, you know, inflation hits us and Elizabeth Warren gets in there and messes the playhouse up, you know.
God forbid. Yeah. Well, I just went on record, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of record, listen, you don't mind me mentioning that you're a great keyboard player, do you?
Oh, David, I'm blushing.
Hey, listen, we're gonna get Rick out there to play the keyboard about maybe, I don't know if he can come in December because he's pretty busy, but yeah. If he ever retires and gets, you know, a little loose there,
yeah,
we're going to bring him out and let him show us his stuff because I'm telling you, he can strut.
And well, the only thing that keeps me from doing that is the call. Because I worked for many years and played with bands, City Slickers, et cetera. And we, I had no problem doing that. But the call cramps your style.
Yeah, I know. It takes a lot out of you, especially when you're having to work. And, but you're saving lives, and that's more important. But. For right now, but later on, Rick, you can save life by letting them hear that soothing music.
That's right.
Yes, he's making music now. When they wake up in the morning there after the procedure, say, "Whoa, that problem's fixed. It's gone now."
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people don't give the technological background folks credit. And that, you know, that's the reason why I like talking to somebody like Rick, because he's the backbone of that procedure. Mm-hmm. Now, he helps the surgeon, he helps the interventionist physician, and they do a great job. But they couldn't do it without him. They could not do these things by themselves.
But, you know, we got a great crew up there.
Yeah, so many different people have so many different parts to play there. So
that's right. Yes, he's got a lot of friends in there, and I saw a bunch of them when I came in today. Well, I don't know, well, about 15, 20 people were in that department.
Yeah. The department has grown. Millennials, right?
Yeah.
The department has really grown, and I think I'm probably on the top of the pyramid, Dave.
Been there the longest,
huh? Hey, I know how it feels because I know your birthday, Rick, and it's real close to mine.
Right. But, I think I am. A couple years ago, I went to an award ceremony. I was number 3, so.
You're getting on up at a number 1 now.
Yeah.
Well, that's
in the family, too, of course.
Yeah. And you're still kicking strong. You're kicking up your heels. You're still going strong. There's nothing wrong with being 64. Nothing wrong with being 64. By the way, Bradley Byrne called us last night. We had a long conversation with Bradley Byrne. He's 64 years old, I think. He's got white hair. And he's the kind of guy we need to get into the Senate, and we can all have a better time without Elizabeth Warren running wild and causing a lot of inflation with our money. And,
exactly. An advocate for draining the swamp.
Yeah, that swamp needs drained out. There's a lot of gremlins in there right now.
Well, you know, he told us that he drained the swamp with the two-year college system in Alabama. You know, that was him that they put in charge. And there was a lot of corruption. And he said a lot of people went to jail. And that's sad, but, you know, somebody had to do it, you know. And he went in there and cleaned that up. So, yeah, get him up there to help drain the swamp.
Yeah. We need all the help we can get.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I'm not going to go there, but we need to keep him in office.
There you go.
That's all I'll say. You know, the economy's doing great. Dave, you're doing great things with my retirement funds and I'm feeling good.
Well, we going to keep feeling good because you and I are going to just keep on kicking for a while. We got some music to play, Rick. We got some music. Yeah. We got some music to play.
Yeah. 2001 Space Odyssey, the theme. Yeah. And then here comes Dave. I can see it.
Yeah, I can hear it.
As a matter of fact, I was listening to a CD that I have in the car on the way over here. It's Elvis, An Afternoon in the Garden, and I think he was at Madison Square Garden is what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And they start out with the open and everything, and I said, well, you know, the Elvis that we know needs that. We need it produced up and everything, and so he'll have it there when he comes out, and then the band can just jump in and accompany him when he comes out and does his thing. But
yeah,
I don't know. You missed him the other day out at the Monster Smash.
I did, Dave. I tell you, all I do is work, and then I go home and work.
Well, we got it on video, so it'll wind up on TV, so maybe you can say it. You know, you got that America's Funniest Home Videos. This is going to be America's Most Elvis Video. And we know the guy in there, so he does a pretty good job, too.
Oh, we have a good... You know, I just love having fun with my clients, my friends, and, you know, we all know our money's not going to go away, and it just makes me feel good, even though we may have a rainy day or we got to get a gremlin inside the stock market or get a gremlin inside the interest rates, we're still going to be okay because we got guarantees and we can't not get our income when we need it. And that's what's important in this business. And that's the reason why I like to be the guy that won't ever look at anybody in the eye, hopefully, and say, I'm sorry the money went down. Cause
right. We don't and know. I was talking to Dave today. Hey, what about the market? No. And the banks, you're not getting any money there. The market, you could lose it all, but Dave is able to, he's got some magic going on, and it's about over 5% interest that I'm getting.
Yeah, it's getting close to 6. But that's not a bad return the last 4 years to average safe money. Plus, you got that income rider that we're really paying for. In other words, that return was net after that income rider because we're bonusing that money back and paying for those riders. And essentially, you don't really have any out-of-pocket costs when you think of that way. And it's not supposed to work out like that. You're supposed to be paying for it, Rick.
That's right. Give it away at that big rock, you know?
You don't mind, do you?
He's just waiting for the day when the Brinks truck starts pulling up about every 3 days and little guy with a pistol comes out there with a wheelbarrow full of money and just pulls up to the door and says, I got another delivery for you, sir.
Yeah, well, when he turns that income rider on, he probably will see that check every month. He don't even have to turn it on. He can just turn the income on, you know.
There you go.
And I know it's not that far away, Rick, so we're going to have a big old party, and Rick's going to come play, what is that song with Elvis, and Space Odyssey 2001. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. We're going to have a big party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look forward to it, Rick. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Yeah, hey. That was out of tune. I don't play guitar. All right, but yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Is just kick back and put my feet up and reap the benefits that I've surely got coming.
Yes, you do, and you deserve every penny of it, my friend. You worked hard. You deserve it. It don't need to be going away. Appreciate you. Love you, man. Love you, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah, thanks. Right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
Call us anytime.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. That's your buddy, Rick.
Yeah, I've known him about 35 years.
35-year Rick. All right.
Well, he's been doing business, you know, when he did the big rollover of the hospital. What happened is hospital got rid of the defined benefits, just like every other organization out there.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of guaranteed pensions.
Mm.
So they paid everybody off, you see. So, you know, but the thing is, when you roll it into a program like what Rick's in,
you can go in reverse. You can turn it back into a pension, or you can just take withdrawals out of it. Mm-hmm. We can massage it and make it make more money, just like he's approaching 6% returns. We can put income riders on there if need be, so that you can take income off of it, never have to worry about losing any money. It's all tax deferred. He can control his taxes. We couple it with, we sit down, we talk about Social Security mm-hmm. and how that couples with it. And today, just today, he and I already got the numbers, how much he's going to bring out per month. And it looked really good. And he's about ready to pull the ripcord, to tell you the truth.
Well, there you go. And yeah. if you would like to decide when you might be able to pull the ripcord, you need to call David Ernest. Now, if you want to talk to him right now, you can call us here at the radio station. We are live on the radio, 272-9228. But if you would like to call David and talk to him off the air and set up an appointment, go by and see him, no obligation, won't cost you a penny, and you may get some just valuable, valuable, priceless information that's going to help you set up your retirement. Call him at 279-7431. And if you miss that number, call 272-9228, and we'll give you that other number.
That's right. Hopefully we won't hang up on you here. We're trying to get a technological problem here.
That worked that time.
It worked that time.
I don't know what happened.
Well, just don't try flying airplanes, okay?
I've done that. Now, I never took one off or landed it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I did fly one time.
Well, while you're up in the air, it's fine. When you get close to the ground, that's the problem.
Yeah, but it don't work like a car. You got to ease that wheel over. You can't just snatch it.
And that's the way the portfolios are. You've got to keep them level and mm-hmm. keep them from crashing because if they hit the ground hard, that's why volatility is so bad. You know, mm-hmm. like if you got an airplane and you hit these air pockets and get the, you know, gyrate and you get close to the ground and it pushes you down, you got wind shear or whatever they call it, mm-hmm. You can hit the ground, you mm-hmm. know. And if you hit the ground at the wrong time or too fast or too hard, that's bad.
I think it was last time I actually flew and went anywhere. I went to, where did I go? Ohio. I had to go to Ohio. So I go up there. You know, Ohio, that's the state that's high.
That's high up, Ohio. Well,
it's high in the middle and round on both ends.
Ohio.
But anyway, we're getting ready to land. They said, we'll be starting our approach here in a minute. So I decided to go back to the little men's room back there.
Yeah.
Well, I get in there, and by the time I got the little door locked, they hit some kind of turbulence, and my big old butt just went up in the air. I was weightless for like 2 seconds. I'm like, this airplane's falling. And then it stopped, and I was, boom, I'm down on the little floor in there. I'm thinking, man, I don't know if I had to go to the bathroom when I came in here. I wonder if I did. You
know? I don't know if I want to go to the bathroom on Southwest Airlines.
Why is that?
Have you not read about it?
No,
They've been accused of putting cameras in the bathrooms.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's all over the news.
Oh, I saw that, and it was the pilots that had done it.
Supposedly, a stewardess went in there, I guess that's what they call them now, and saw... No, she went to the pilot, the cockpit, and she saw the...
He's looking at the stuff on his phone.
Well, she saw the phone laying down, and she saw this guy, the pilot, was already in the bathroom, and uh-huh. she could see him in the bathroom on his iPad.
That's a little sick.
You think? And they said that this is her story now. This is her story. I don't know if it's true or not. This uh-huh. is her story. Don't you ever tell anybody, because nobody will ever want to fly us again, and, you know, and you'll lose your job and this, that, and other, and that stuff, you know. And essentially, I don't know, there's some kind of lawsuit going on. But, you know, you never know. It might not even be true. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, but when you hear stuff like that, you go, no, they didn't do that. Well, that's just worse than Peep and Tom, man.
I'm just mad because you can't get peanuts anymore.
You can't get peanuts anymore?
Well, you know, so many people allergic to peanuts.
Oh, that. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Now, when, that's right. When I was a kid, I was probably in the first grade, this kid we went to school with, peanuts killed him. Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Peanut truck run over him. Nobody was allergic to peanuts then. And I don't know.
That's not funny.
I know it's not really, but I don't know. No, and that didn't happen. That was, I made that up.
Okay, I got you.
But the thing is, you know, I just don't remember anybody being allergic to peanuts until later on.
Yeah.
And now this did actually happen. I was living in Spokane, working up there. And they went to a little field trip.
Yeah.
And little kid, you know, they're out there playing, and they gave him a cookie, and he died right there. it make you go into that anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody knew.
They call it, and I'm going to put a medical term out here.
Uh-oh.
It's called an amnestic response, mm-hmm. meaning if you've ever been introduced to a allergen
mm-hmm.
or an antigen, should I say,
mm-hmm.
Once you get introduced to it again, maybe, or maybe the second or third time yeah. around, your body overreacts violently
mm-hmm.
and shuts down everything. You know, it doesn't work right. So
mm-hmm.
You get a huge response of mast cells and everything else, your blood pressures and all that stuff goes crazy,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things just shut down on you. And so that's the reason why they want people to carry these EpiPens around
mm-hmm.
that have ever shown any characteristics of an immune problem like that, you know, where they could overreact.
Right.
My wife has a syndrome that she carries this EpiPen around everywhere. That thing's getting old. So I said, someday you need to get that thing fixed or get a new one.
Right.
Of course, you know, that thing costs like $600.
And that's crazy.
It used to be $15.
That's
Obamacare for. Now, we don't have Obamacare, but that's what caused it. Obamacare mm-hmm. caused that kind of stuff. Now, I was sitting next to, and I don't even know the gentleman's name, and I'm sure he's not the kind of person who would be listening to this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
But I was eating lunch, and I was talking to this guy, and then we got to talking, and he said, don't you think a single-payer system for insurance would be much better, and we could have Medicare for all? And I said, at 42% tax? Oh, no, that's not true. They never said that. I'm going to say, well, they insinuated it. But let me just tell you, I've been in the medical field, I've been in the insurance and investment field, and I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work really well if we have a one-payer system. Why? Because it's a bureaucracy. Have you ever seen a huge bureaucracy that is cost-efficient?
No.
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 It doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
And Obamacare does not work at all. So we have got to be on the defense here and protect our assets. That's the reason why I talk so much about protecting your assets, because believe me, they want them. They want them so bad, their mouths are watering so much to get your portfolio, get your retirement, get your money, so they can give it to the people that are voting for them. It's a vote buy.
Yes, it is.
What it is.
And you'll be surprised at the folks who just that's how they decide who they're going to vote for. You remember the Obama gave out the phones?
The phones?
Remember
the Obama phones. Yeah. I got a cousin that had one of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was telling me, and that's the first time I never heard mm-hmm. of it. He said, I've got an Obama phone. I said, Obama gave you a phone? Yeah, you didn't heard about an Obama phone. Yeah, everybody had an Obama phone that, you know, was in that category,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they give you, at first, they would only give them so many minutes.
Yeah.
I checked with him after that. He said, oh, they're giving me all the minutes I want now, and I can text, too. I'm going, man, Obama really did increase mm-hmm. the value of that, you know, they were pumping more money. You know, if you buy more minutes, you buy more time, it costs more money, right?
And what else was it? I want to know about this guy that's going to give us all $1,000.
Oh, a
month.
$1,000. Oh, a month.
Yeah,
oh, universal retirement or whatever they call that. Yeah, the theory behind that is if you give everybody money, then they don't have to worry about, you know, not having any money, so they won't do all the bad stuff they do. And then if they make any money on top of it, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They won't take it away from them, but that means the taxes just go way, way high.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you make, the more they take to give them more money.
And Bernie said this, because, you know, he's big Medicare for all. And how are we going to pay for it? Well, everybody's taxes will go up, but nobody's going to be paying health care. So it evens out. And I'm like,
Well, listen.
What?
I was talking to somebody today. I said, do you like your medical insurance? Oh, I love it. How much does it cost you? Well, they were kind of young, so it was maybe about $10,000. I said, would you like to swap it for Medicare for All? and let's just say it works just like Medicare. You get a donut hole, and if you get sick, they put you out to pasture. They don't let you stay in a long-term care facility very long. Then you can go broke. Would you sacrifice an extra $3,000? In other words, keep the plan you got. Keep paying $9,000 or $10,000 a year. That's what they were paying. They're younger. Or would you like to have the Obama plan and Medicare for all? You pay maybe $7,500 a year. I think I've heard that. And they said, there ain't no way. There's no way.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would trade that out because now I've got a plan that'll pay for most of everything, including medicines.
Uh-huh.
You know, now I know there's big copays and all that other stuff. We hear all those disastrous stories about Obamacare, but it don't run out. Medicare, Part D, drug plans run out around $3,000, $3,300. They run out and go into a donut hole,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then you pay 25% or 35%. They've adjusted it of the retail. The catch is retail price. Have you ever not seen the trick of jacking something up? And so they retail price might be 25 or 35%. You're still paying more money than you'd ever paid anyway. You see? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a scam. It's a scam. The whole thing is.
Let me ask you and see what you think about this. What about if we got, and I don't want to say like got rid of, but what if we cut out all the people who are not entitled to it, like people who are here illegally and getting all this money? And if we did all that and these people were gone, would that be enough to pay for everybody to have Medicare?
I don't think so. It would not be enough, but it sure would help.
Sure would knock it down a lot.
Knock it down a lot. But that's a good idea. You're thinking, but the problem is politics, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not going to do that because of politics. Somebody is always getting paid off, and it's true that we have to have immigration, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We bring in, you know, like, okay, Einstein, he came from Germany?
I think they went and got him because it was getting kind of janky over there, and he wanted to come anyway, so they brought him over here.
And Von Braun came.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the rest of them they killed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It all boils down to ability and money. If you're valuable to a country, they want you. If you're not valuable, they don't want you. It's still, you know, that sounds bad. I know it sounds bad, but I know that that's the reason why that immigration was probably done. Okay, mm-hmm. I mean, who could argue with that one? I guess somebody could. But anyway, so we have to have immigration because we bring in great minds.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in great people that can help our economy, help our country. So we have to have it because a lot of people that are here don't want to do those difficult or things. So we have a brain drain, mm-hmm. you know. But do we need to bring in all of the riffraff? That's the question. And that's what we are doing. We're allowing them to jump over the fence and come in here, and that's what's crashing the system.
Well, you know what Castro did back, was it the late 70s, early 80s, I don't know, and they wanted to let all these folks get out of Cuba that wanted to get out. They, Lord have mercy, it was so terrible over there in Cuba, they had to go, and I'm sure there's some people who were oppressed and kept down and mistreated, but you know, he opened up the jails and let them go.
Yeah.
Go up there.
Absolutely.
And here they came.
Now, I don't know if you know about this, but we have I don't know if they renewed it yet or not, but there's a plan here in the United States called EB-5.
No old EB-5 trick.
Okay,
huh?
EB-5 is a plan that if most of them are Chinese and that come, and some Europeans and some other various, but essentially they got a plan. It's like $500,000 to $1 million. They pay that into the economy, like for a project, say like a hospital project or a assisted living project or a long-term care project. They put the, if the government says, if you'll put the money in there, we will let you stay and we'll let you apply to become a citizen. Some high number, like 95 or 98% actually make it to being a citizen.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? They put up to maybe $1 million in our economy and helped our communities. They didn't jump over a fence out of Mexico and come in here and rob us of our tax money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference, my friend. Big difference.
We talked with Congressman Byrne the other night, and he said that he's been down there where the wall is, and so where they have a wall, it's working.
Yeah.
Is it because, you know, where they had a fence, people just, you know, get some wire cutters and cut a hole and come through. And they're fighting folks over here to get in, and we're fighting them to keep them out. And so that wall is doing its job.
Well, remember East Germany? They had barbed wire fences and walls, and nobody. But they also had guns.
Yeah, they were going to shoot people too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they were pretty aggressive, and it mm-hmm. worked. Now, I'm not saying to shoot people, but the walls were so challenging that people probably didn't really want to try it. You mm-hmm. know, not as many.
Well, I'll tell you what they could put on top of that wall that would keep folks out.
What's that?
Skunks. You put them little skunks up there, you know, and it's like little Pepe Le Pew. They're coming up the wall, say, "Hello, Monsieur." And it just, yeah. they go right back.
We need a fair system. If you have money, it needs to be conserved. You need to make sure it don't go away.
Right.
And that's what I'm all about, preserving, conserving. That's why I'm called a conservationist. I'm not against people using the market in what we call an aggressive way. But my advice to anyone that's past age 55 or whatever is to start looking at this kind of program, maybe move over gradually or abruptly, and you know, or look at it. Just look and see how it works for you. There's all kinds of ways to go into safe mode, you know, that they talk about. But this one's a guaranteed safe mode. In other words, the principal's guaranteed, the money's guaranteed, and then long-term care can be incorporated, mm-hmm. Guaranteed long-term care. Take care. You don't want to lose your assets.
No.
That's the problem. If you lose your assets, you've lost it all that hard work.
You'll be assetless.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that's what we like to do, make sure people don't get in a hole.
And you don't want to get in a hole either. We don't either. We're going to climb on out of this one and get out of here, and we'll be back live Monday night.
That's right.
Tomorrow night we're going to rerun the show with Bradley Byrne.
Yeah.
And then Friday we'll just we'll pick out something. Now everybody's going out trick or treating, doing something tomorrow night. Be careful out there. And I think a lot of people are still going to the trunk or treat things, which is good because the kids, you know, they don't need to be walking out in the street with traffic and stuff, especially if it's raining. So we appreciate you joining us here this evening, and we'll be back Monday night with a brand new live program. It's Health and Wealth here on the radio. Yeah. telephone number? Yeah. That's 279-7431.
Yeah, 279-7431 if you want to talk to me. 279-7431.
See you next time.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight.